BK7231 GUI Flash Tool version 98 and above introduces a new bacon flashing method via SPI. Only a CH341 SPI programmer is required. This method can be used to recover bricked bacon devices whose bootloader has been overwritten. It can also serve as a general-purpose SPI flasher, supporting various memory chips. Recommended reading. This topic builds on my previous presentation, BK7231 Programming via SPI in Flash Memory Mode, Python and Banana Pi. Here I'll expand on that knowledge and adapt the same logic for use with the CH341 and C#. Additionally, the current approach is based on the work of @Devadio. See this post. The main difference is that we've transitioned to a more complete and suitable tool. Required hardware. For this guide, you'll need a CH341 programmer, either the same one used in our video or a similar model. Additionally, you'll need a soldering iron to attach a wire to the D2 pin, which will be used to control CEN. Here's how it looks in my setup. Alternatively, you can use another version of the CH341, the one with routed out pins. Make sure the device jumper is set to the I2C position so that Windows detects it as USB EPP I2C CH341A. Next, connect the CH341 to the bacon device in SPI mode. Use the following pins: P20, P21, P22, P23, SCK, CSN, SI, and SO. As usual, connect MOSI, SI, and MISO, SO. Additionally, connect CEN to the previously mentioned D2 pin. You can also check for board markings. They might be available on some devices. Here's an example photo from Devadio. Connection summary. Generic I/O, Tuya doorbell pads, CH341A. CE, CEN, CED2, SCK, CSN, TMS, CS0, SITDI, MOSI, SO, TDO, ground, ground, ground. So the pad naming may vary, but the connection remains the same. Don't forget to connect power. Implementation details. Skip this section if you just want to flash your device. Bacon chips include an SPI mode. In this mode, they behave just like standard SPI memory, using the same protocol details and commands. I've described this in a previous topic. However, this mode is only available after entering SPI mode. That's why we need a custom script and the D2 pin connected to CN. The new flasher tool uses CH341 DLL C# bindings to first toggle CEN, resetting the bacon device, then sends the 0xD2 bytes to switch it into SPI mode. After that, it handles the bacon chip just like any generic SPI flash memory. In our implementation, SPI flasher bacon class actually inherits from generic SPI flasher, making it reusable and giving us free, generic SPI flash support as well. Interestingly, once switched to SPI mode, you can even use a generic SPI flashing tool such as CH341 Programmer or Neo Programmer. However, that's not necessary. See the next section for details. Flash tool usage for bacon. First, download our tool from the following link. You can either download one of the pre-built binaries or compile it yourself in Visual Studio. After launching the tool, you should see a window like this. Select the bacon SPI chip type. Next, you can use the buttons to read, write, verify, or erase the firmware. If you encounter an error like the one below, check if the CH341 is properly configured and detected by your PC. If the bacon chip does not enter SPI mode, verify the SPI and CEN connections. Once properly connected, the tool should correctly identify the flash ID and size and begin the selected operation. Sample ID output. Your values may vary. Wait for the entire operation to complete. To write firmware, simply drag and drop the binary file onto the flasher window. Sample application. This method can be used to recover bricked BK7252 camera device. Flash tool usage for generic SPI. The tool can also handle generic SPI chips. While there isn't yet a complete list of JEDEC IDs, it attempts to decode the flash size directly from the ID. This may improve in future updates. Just connect the SPI memory, as you would for any other flasher, and choose generic SPI mode. It should work without issue. If you're uncertain, you can always run verify afterward to confirm. Summary: with the latest versions of B,